Chapter 21. And Hashem visited Sarah as he had said, and Hashem did unto Sarah just as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham Ben in his old age, at the Moed of which Elohim had given promise unto him. And Abraham called the Shem of Beno that was born unto him, whom Sarah bore to him, Yitzhak. And Abraham circumcised Beno Yitzhak at age Shemonat Yamim, as Elohim had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when Beno Yitzhak was born unto him. And she said, Elohim hath brought me Tzachok, so that all that hear Yitzhak with me. She said, Who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should nurse Banim? For I have borne him Ben in his old age. And the yellet grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a mishteh gadol the same day that Yitzhak was weaned. And Sarah saw the Ben of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, Metzahek. Therefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her Ben, for the Ben of this bondwoman shall not be heir with Beni, even with Yitzhak. And the thing was very grievous in the eyes of Abraham because of Beno. And Elohim said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the Na'ar and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, Shema unto her voice, for in Yitzhak shall thy Zerah be called. And also the Ben Hamah will I make a nation, because he is thy Zerah. And Abraham rose up early in the boker and took lechem and a skin of maim and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the yellet, and sent her away, and she departed and wandered in the midbar of Beersheba. And the maim in the skin was done, and she cast the yellet under one of the bushes. And she went off and sat down about a bow shot away, for she thought, Let me not see the mote hayelet. And she sat there nearby and lifted up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the Na'ar, and the Malach Elohim called to Hagar out of Shomayim and said unto her, Malach Hagar, fear not, for Elohim hath heard the voice of the Na'ar where he is. Arise, lift up the Na'ar and hold him in thine yad, for I will make of him a goy gadol. And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a bear of Mayim, and she went and filled the skin with Mayim and gave the Na'ar drink. And Elohim was with the Na'ar, and he grew and dwelt in the midbar, and became a roveh keshet. And he dwelt in the midbar of Paran, and his em got him an isha out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And it came to pass at that time that Avimelech and Phechol, the Sar Zavah of his, spoke unto Abraham, saying, Elohim is with thee in all that thou dost. Now therefore swear unto me here before Elohim that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my child, nor with my descendant, but according to the chesed that I have showed thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the Eretz wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Avimelech because of a Be'er Hamayim, which Avimelech's Avadim had violently seized. And Avimelech said, I know not who hath done this thing, neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took Tzon and oxen and gave them unto Avimelech, and both of them made a bris. And Abraham set apart 7 ewe lambs out of the Tzon by themselves. And Avimelech said unto Abraham, What mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set apart by themselves? And he said, For these 7 ewe lambs shall thou accept of my hand, that they may be witness unto me that I have dug this well. Therefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swore an oath, both of them. Thus they made a bris at Beersheba. Then Avimelech rose up, and Phechol, the Sar Zavah of his, and they returned unto Eretz Pelishtim. And Abraham planted an Eshel in Beersheba, and called there on the Shem of Hashem El Olam. And Abraham sojourned in Eretz Pelishtim, Yamim Rabim.